WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I always cringe a little whenever anybody says they're going to stretch the boundaries of TV by hiring writers and playwrights who don't usually have anything to do with TV. That's because the people who don't write for TV usually don't watch it. So when they do write for it, what they think is breaking new ground is actually rehashing old ideas. It happened when John Cheever adapted one of his own stories for American Playhouse and had this clever idea to insert fake commercials, something that Saturday Night Live had been doing for 5 years. It also happened when PBS first presented Trying Times, which had unusual characters and stories and no laugh track. That was supposed to be the exact opposite of what commercial network TV was doing, except that at the time, that's exactly what TV was doing, with Frank's Place, The Wonder Years, and The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. And compared to those shows, Trying Times wasn't cutting-edge comedy, it was dull. But in the 2 years it took for Trying Times to mount a second season of shows, most of the so-called dramedies disappeared from commercial TV, and Trying Times got a better batch of contributors. This year, Trying Times is worth watching. In this week's installment, Peter Riegert plays a suburban businessman who comes home to find his family and pets gone and a beautiful spy, played by Gina Davis, in their place. She says her organization is concerned because his name has shown up on what they suspect is a hit list.
I'm right up there with Bishop Tutu, me, William S. Creeber.
I imagine you feel both humble and proud.
I do, Daphne, I do. Hey, there's an asterisk after my name.
That's what worries us.
The asterisk worries you?
The asterisk worries us a great deal.
Why?
We don't know the organization which originated this list. We don't, for example, know if they're far left or far right. But we do think it's a hit list, and we think that the asterisk after your name means they intend to hit you first.
Me first?
That's what we think.
Oh my God, why me?
That's what I'm here to find out.
But the police should be in on this, or the FBI.
They scoff.
They scoff?
In a later episode, called The Boss, Jean Stapleton plays an elderly woman who goes to work at a fast food hamburger joint. Corey Feldman plays her very young, very hostile manager, and their scenes together are my favorite moments from this year's batch of Trying Times episodes.
Why is this cash register receipt messed up, huh? Look at this. It's all messed up. Why?
Oh, why ask me about it? It's all automatic. Ask the cash register.
Oh, no. I see what happened. You need to change the tape.
Yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't. You didn't. Look, look. All the numbers are tiny and they're mashing together. Besides, as it is here, we haven't made any money. That's ridiculous. Look, there's stripes on them.
Don't blame the stripes of the world on me.
The list of actors, playwrights, and directors taking part in Trying Times is just as impressive as the last time around. Peter Scolari, Judge Reinhold, Stockard Channing, and Robert Klein star. Alan Arkin and Christopher Guest direct. And off-Broadway playwrights A.R. Gurney, Richard Greenberg, and others provide the scripts. And they're funny. Maybe during those 2 years off, everybody watched a little more TV than usual.